Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, as always, and this is my ride to work. Today is January 28th, 2019. Yes, it is Kingdom Hearts Eve. And so I didn't really know a lot about what to talk about today. As Friday rolled around and, you know, I had the weekend to think about it. I was going to talk about, you know, the Metroid thing, and maybe a little bit about some of the indies that were announced as part of the Nindy Showcase thing that the UK posted. And then I was actually on a guest on a podcast last night, a podcast called Respawn Aim Fire, with a couple of young guys. We'll be posting links and sharing some of that out. And some topics came up, and one of them really kind of inspired me a little bit, and something that I wanted to talk about. So there's a lot of folks out there, a lot of our kids, a lot of parents, etc., who want to create. They want to either break into the industry as a part of the gaming industry, you know, be it full-time or freelance, or they want to do their own thing like I do and like hundreds and thousands of other people do. A lot of those folks are looking for advice all the time and looking for some guidance. And so I wanted to kind of just be step one to give some advice on how to do what I do, which is participate as a part of the gaming industry, review games and talk about games and meet interesting people, but not have it be my full-time job. Because a lot of folks assume that in order to be quote-unquote successful and in order to, you know, have it be a fulfilling part of your life and not a waste of time, that you have to do it full time, that you have to work for IGN or GameSpot or something like that, and I disagree. That's not in the cards for me. Briefly, I thought about applying to be a Nintendo editor and, you know, going out to San Francisco with the family, but that would require uprooting my entire family and moving out to San Francisco, which is, you know, that it's a bit much, right? Which would be a huge change to our lifestyle, and, you know, just so I could, you know, write about games. And I realized that I didn't need to do that. I didn't need to make this drastic change to my lifestyle to write about games or to talk about games. I can do that anywhere. So, here goes. I'm probably going to do more about this and, you know, maybe do some more podcasts or, yeah, who knows, maybe even write a book about it. Who knows? But I'm going to start today, and I hope you guys will guide me, because I know there's some folks that listen to this that maybe have their own feedback, their own ideas, and maybe their own questions, and we'll go from there. And today, my piece of advice, my real actionable piece of advice for content creators, or people who like the idea of creating content, is just freaking do it. And that sounds crazy. How simple is that? No, but I'm not even joking. Just do it. I remember at this point almost 6 years ago, I started the process, and I was given the original idea to do Engage Family Gaming in the winter, right? But I hemmed and hawed and thought about it and processed it and planned, etc., and didn't get started until June. And now, some of that planning was valuable, right? I learned a lot in that time, but I still cost myself 6 months of getting things done, right? If you think about it, I record a podcast every week. You know, let's be generous and say I probably record 4 podcasts out of 5 weeks, right, for the primary pod. And now I do the EFG Daily Commute. And since what, January? Or not since January, but like since September, I've done like 40 episodes or something like that. Not September. I don't even know when I started. But I just realized I've done 44 episodes of this. That's a lot of episodes of the podcast that I've put out. Not to mention the content on Facebook and our images on Twitter and, you know, so like all that stuff I could have been doing, and that's a lot of stuff I could have done in 6 months. And the reason that I held back was because I was thinking too much. If you feel like you have a voice and you feel like deep in you, that voice needs to come out, you need to say it, then you need to trust yourself. Because if you don't trust yourself, content creation is never going to be a thing. Because no one's going to trust you if you don't trust yourself first. So if there's a voice inside you that says, hey, I need to do this, then you need to. And you need to respect that. Now, not everybody has the resources. And we'll talk about how to do that without expending a lot of time and resources. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that we all have phones. If you want to be a podcaster, you can put a podcast out on Anchor, and it costs you literally nothing. Because you have a phone. We all have phones. It's a good work that we can do. So that's my first piece of advice. Just do it. If you want to write, go to Blogger and do it. Write them as long Facebook posts. And I'm not even joking. There is really no reason that you couldn't use your Facebook wall. And just about everyone has a Facebook page. There's no reason you could not use your Facebook wall as a content creation platform. There's no reason you couldn't do it. Facebook posts can be hella long. You could come in and you could write your thoughts. And immediately, when you share it, you'll get feedback. If you want to take pictures, you want to be a photographer. I am a terrible photographer, but I am learning, little by little. And all of us have great phones. You don't need a DSLR in order to take pretty okay pictures and to learn about how to set up a shot or how to deal with lighting. You have your phone. If you want to make movies, you got a webcam on your laptop. And frankly, again, I reach to your phone. Your phone is a great way to do that. You want to do a talk show. You can do that on Facebook Live. You can create a fan page for yourself in minutes. So you don't need an expensive platform to amplify your voice, at least not initially. Eventually, you need to make it a little bit more professional. There's no question about that. But if you want to say something, say it. And use the tools around you to support you. Social media is just that. It is media. And content creators, we want to create media. So use the platforms that you are on and take advantage of it. That's the first thing, is just do it. Don't think about it. You're gonna want to ask questions and you're gonna want to seek out assistance. And that makes total sense. But here's one thing that I think a lot of folks, and I was guilty of this myself. Anytime you are consuming content, you are asking questions just by consuming it. Like, how did you do this? Right? Reflect on the media that you are watching and reading and listening to. Right? Like, okay, so you want to learn how to do a podcast. Well, maybe you should listen to some different podcasts. Listen to podcasts on NPR. Listen to my podcast. Listen to a conversational podcast like Giant Bomb, or listen to a radio morning show. That was, you know, something that I had never really thought about until Drew Habersang told me, right? You know, that a podcast is basically just radio programming. And so I thought about that, and I thought about all the work and preparation that goes into Elvis Duran in the morning. You know, I never really thought about it. And man, listen, if you live in Connecticut, or really in any major market, Elvis Duran is a huge piece. Listen to Elvis Duran in the morning. That is a podcast that he produces every morning. It's not truly a podcast, but it's very similar. And really think about the amount of preparation that goes into it. That's some of the stuff that you're going to have to do. So just do it. There are platforms out there to support you. There's Anchor if you want to do a podcast. Instagram is great if you want to make photos. Now, it's a little bit more complicated if you want to be a YouTuber, but not really, because the PlayStation and the Xbox both allow you to stream to Twitch natively. So you can just do it. And then if you want to put those videos out onto YouTube, you can absolutely do that. You sign up for a Twitch account, you stream to your Twitch account, and then you can take those videos and put them over onto YouTube. And if you don't know how to do it, you can just Google it. And so if you want to do a thing, do it. That's my piece of advice. Here we are closing out January, this awful Monday of the year. That's my first piece of advice. I don't know how often we'll be doing these kind of navel-gazing advice columns, but I'm just throwing that out there. If you want to create, do it. Stop thinking, do it right now. And what I really want is, once you start creating, I want you to send it to me. I want you to send me what you got, because I'd love to see what people are doing, what you're up to. We can highlight some of your work, and you know, we can talk about it, because I want to see everybody successful in their own way. So this has been my ride to work. I do hope that you guys have a wonderful day. Tomorrow I will be. Tonight, 9 o'clock, I'm picking up my copy of Kingdom Hearts, and I will be playing it tonight. So tomorrow morning, I will be giving you my early impressions of Kingdom Hearts 3, assuming the world does not collapse around us. So hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye now.